Put your hands together and welcome your very own Dunstable Town Podcast.
Welcome everybody back to the Talk of the Town Podcast. I'm your host, Andy Burrows, and as you can see or hear on your audio devices, I'm joined by Dunstable Town's Vice Chairman and very busy man this week, Mr. Matty Carrington. Matty, how are you, sir?
Yeah, I'm quite chill now at the minute, I must admit. I've done my part.
That's yeah, let's, for those that have been living under a rock the past 24, 48 hours, we have a new manager. Steve O'Reilly has joined us from Harpenden Town. I had the pleasure of interviewing him yesterday. That went live on all our social channels. So anyone that hasn't seen it, just go and click on YouTube and you can see the first sit-down interview with Steve yesterday. Matt, I was thoroughly impressed with the interview that when I got to speak to Steve yesterday, come across as a guy that's chomping at the bit. Obviously, yeah. This is his first crack himself as a coach, as a head coach. He was obviously assistant at Harpenden. He's obviously going to be joined by Liam and Robert. We welcome them to the club as well. We're going to be sitting down with them hopefully in the next week or so. We're going to sit down and have a chat with them. So we're going to get to know Liam and Robert as well, but we welcome them to the club as well. But yeah, Steve come across really well in the interview, Matt. I know a lot of fans will be interested now. It's obviously been nearly a month since Joe left and everything, and the whole you have to advertise the job and the process. Just talk the fans through the entire process, if you can, Matt, in a kind of an overview. Obviously, in the statement that went out yesterday, 30 people applied to be Dunstable Town manager. That speaks volumes for the club, yeah. I'd say. Just explain to us, obviously, I don't know how this process goes. I briefly spoke to Steve yesterday. I've been in communication with you a little bit, but I'm as much in the dark as it is. I know fans would be interested. How is the process when you have to appoint a new manager and what do you have to go through?
Yeah, great question. So I try and keep it as condensed as possible because obviously it's quite a long process. But essentially, the advert went out with obviously a deadline. We received numerous candidates during that time. During that time, obviously, we were talking amongst ourselves as directors of, this one looks good, this one looks good. But essentially, the final shortlist was done so via our director Lee Narnia, who scored each one due to several elements, be it location, be it experience, caliber, all those sort of bits and pieces there, and that came up with our final five. So we invited the final five down to Creasy Park last weekend. Literally sat there from I think it was 8 a.m. to about 3-4 o'clock in the afternoon. I was sitting next to Andrew, who was putting the heating on for some reason, and I was absolutely
heating on. Is he going through the menopause or something?
Oh mate, honestly, I thought I was going to pass out. But yeah, so we sat down with each of the candidates. As they were coming in, we were obviously all individually scoring them. As and when they left, if we had time between candidates, we would then have a quick chat about how we thought the strengths and weaknesses of each of them were. Then at the end of the five, we sat down for a bit longer just to have that in-depth conversation, kind of sad about the pros and cons of each one that came through the door. I have to say, the five that came along, we could have gone in four other different directions and I think would have made a decent choice. However, I think Steve and Liam and Rob, they really stood head and shoulders above. The presentation that they gave us in terms of their mantra and the goals that they want to achieve as a club as a whole and everything like that, it just kind of stood above. We didn't rush into a decision, which I thought was very important. We all had our favourites and we all ranked them from 1 to 5. I won't be disrespectful to the others and say who got ranked where, but it was very, very close, all from 1 to 5. Once we decided who we thought at that time, which happened to be Steve, would be the favourite, we would then go away, let our thoughts percolate overnight. There was a couple of messages that was put on our selection panel WhatsApp page about have we considered this, have we considered that, and every question all led back to the same thing. We thought Steve's candidature was the best and literally came again together and had the final conversation, and it was, who's your choice? And every one of us all went with Steve, which is, as I said previously, you know, we would have gone with a majority. The fact that each and every one of us all came forward and said, yeah, Steve is our guy. As you say, he hasn't got management experience in this league. However, I think that's massively covered with his experience of leading Harpenden, both as a player and as assistant manager. And then when you add in the experience and expertise of Liam and Swanee.
Yeah, been in the pro game and everything like that. You know what I mean? There's some great just experiences really, just come in the building.
Really put them over. And yeah, what I really liked is the fact that they all came along. They all spoke very passionately about the project and they were all just itching to start. And again, nothing against the candidates, you know, because again, I won't go into details, but one of these people I class as a friend who came forward and applied for the role. And the fact I've had to put my personal thoughts aside of I like this person and think for the best way forward for the club. It was hard, but it was the right thing to do. But yeah, honestly, I cannot express just how well they came forward during their interview. We've had a meeting since, so after the interviews yesterday, we sat down with Swanee and with Steve, because unfortunately Liam's away at the minute on holiday, fully deserved, with a young kid and that.
Yeah, fair play.
And literally, again, I mean, we was impressed with the interview, but the hour to 2 hours that we spent with him, I think the majority of us sat there open-jawed of the potential and the thoughts and the ideas that the guys have to move the club forward. And honestly, this is more than just the first team. This is the club in general, through the youth section to the ladies section to our community work. Honestly, it was just the whole kit and caboodle was there.
Obviously, we spoke to Andrew a couple of podcasts ago and he said, like, some of the board meetings you have and you guys were going backwards and forwards about some people might want to get promoted. Some people might, you know, so it's a rarity to get all of you guys in a room, not a rarity, but to all agree like that. I remember when I spoke to you about when Joe got appointed and you were like, yep, we were pretty much all on the same page there. So I think that speaks volumes for how Steve, Liam and Robert have come across, you know, especially Steve, as he's going to be the manager. I think that speaks volumes for him as a person, for him as a coach, and for you guys to all sit there and, you know, like you said, you gave yourself some time. You went away that evening and thought about it and you've all come to the same conclusion. It's not like you've all been sat in a room and gone, well, you've all come to the same conclusion and it was Steve. So I think that's testament. You know, you've only got to sit down and when I was chatting to him with him yesterday and you can see like the ideas are already ticking in his mind of like what he wants to do with his football team, what he wants to do with his club, which I think is good, you know, and as much, don't get me wrong, his sole focus, 99% of his focus is going to be our first team. And as it should be, because me and you, we've had enough, no disrespect, we've had enough of going to Stansted and Sorbageworth, where you want to go to some other new grounds. But yeah, I think it's testament to you know, to him. It's a big step. He could have easily been in the comfort zone and gone, do you know what, I'll stay at Harpenden.
Yeah, exactly. I've had a great season this season.
Great club. Yeah, they're a really good club, really good people. He could have gone, you know what? Well, we'll have another crack next season and, you know, they'll be there or thereabouts. So don't doubt that for a second, you know. And, you know, if you've still got Steve and the coaching staff there, you're going to have a great season. But fair play to him for going, you know what? I want to now step out. What do they say? Step out of the shadows and be the main man at a football club. Yeah. And I can't think of a better place to do it than with us at Dunstable, mate. So yeah, I think it's really good. I think it's really good. What was the few things? I don't want to go into details. I always say this to you. You don't have to give me any trade secrets. What made Steve stand out though through the whole interview process? Obviously, he's now our manager. So what was it for you that you think? Yeah, you know, you said to me many times when you interviewed Joe, and when you've had you got that, you were like, yeah, we've got our guy here. And that seems to be the same for what I'm hearing and the feedback I'm getting. And I've spoke to obviously yourself and I was down the club yesterday speaking to Andrew and Julian and everyone. The feedback that I've got there, everyone was just like, yeah, this is our guy. What made him stand out?
Well, for me, and obviously I can't speak on behalf of the other people, but there was several bits. So the level of detail that he put into his presentation, honestly, it was such a in-depth presentation about not just players that he's going to be targeting or the style of players he'll be targeting. It was about sort of the values that he would like to instill, which I have to admit came across as quite similar, I thought, to how Joe Deeney had the clubs with his non-negotiables and respect, everything like that. And I quite like that because I think that would be good for the players to have some sort of continuation of somebody who cares that much and has that sort of level of eye of detail. And then, as I say, the passion, the level of passion he spoke about, and Liam and Rob. And as I say, it was there could be an argument that people say, well, you know, we could have just appointed somebody who's, you know, been there, done that, got the T-shirt, etc. But for me, it was the whole club vision. Mm-hmm. That kind of tipped over the edge for me. So as I say, we're adding Liam on there, who's a mental health nurse, and you know, was talking about our work that we're doing. This isn't a conversation that we instigated with him. This is something that he brought to it. So he'd obviously done his homework about it. Then talking about with Swanee, and Swanee was raising about the youth section and asking us questions about all these sort of bits and pieces. Now I'm not sitting here saying that the other candidates didn't come in and give a high caliber interview, but for me it was those extra little bits and pieces, and it all kind of ticked all the right boxes for me in terms of, you know, say passion, qualities, experience, the knowledge of the game, the knowledge of the area, all that sort of stuff that kind of all linked in together. And honestly, all I would say is, if you get the opportunity to, and this is to anybody beyond who's listening to this podcast, if you get the opportunity to sit down and speak to Steve or Liam or Swanee, as I'm hoping a lot of people will do, you will see that they have an absolute professional vision that will bring this club forward. And will we get promoted next season? We're bloody going to try hard to do so. And they're really hoping that we do. But if we don't and we're not successful, it will be because, not because we haven't strengthened the club in the right places. And then from the following season onwards, again, we move on. But as I say, next target for them, for us, for everybody within the club, is promotion.
Yeah, no, well said, mate. Well said. Obviously, we're now moving. Let's move on to like some football things as well. Obviously, I thought it was really good how Steve said in his interview he wants Dunstable Town to be on the front foot attacking team. He was openly adamant that he wants to play attractive football. He wants us to play nice football. He wants us to, you know, to win games of football, playing a certain way. Obviously, I mentioned to him when I done the interview with him yesterday on YouTube, and football game, especially non-league this time of year, like Steve quite rightly said in his answer to my question last night, is like, no matter if a new manager had come in or not, non-league football and football in general, this time of the season, your players come in, your players go in, and it's a merry-go-round. We've been involved in this game long enough to know, especially at non-league level, you know, and Steve quite rightly said in his interview, and he was chatting to me afterwards when I sat down with him for a good 20, 25 minutes in the change room, just having a chat. He said the difference at non-league is people's home lives could change, their job could change. You know, they could have a kid, they could get married, they could move away. You know, there's so many ramifications that means why someone will either stop playing football or they'll want to move to another club because it's maybe closer to work or closer to family. So there's so many ramifications that go into this time of the season anyway. So that being said, obviously today it was announced that club captain Alfie Osborne, after 2 years service to Dunstable Town, announced today that he's leaving. Just for me personally, I absolutely love Alfie. He's a great mate. He's a great captain for this club. Obviously, sad to see him go. I would have loved to have seen him here next season and part of the new regime, shall we say. But what did you, obviously, Alfie going today? It's hard to know as fans and as just people that sit here with a microphone. And obviously, you're a director, Matt, but you don't know what players want to do. You don't know, you know, who's coming in, who's going out. How would you find this time of the season? You know, we're what, 3 weeks away from pre-season starting, which we're going to get to in a little bit. But obviously, first of all, your thoughts on Alfie announcing that he's leaving the club today. And just generally, how do you find this time of the season? Because it's never easy if Joe was still here, or, you know, now Steve's come in. It's always a merry-go-round this time of year.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the main problem is the fact that players could decide that they want to be here or don't want to be here this week, and then I mean, the fact is they can't sign on for another club until the beginning of July anyway. So, you know, there's plenty of time for people to change their minds and see where they are. So, yeah, I just wanted to obviously just add on to what you said about Alfie and just thank him for his last couple of years with the club. Really appreciate everything he's done. He's spent a lot of time with us. He's done everything we've asked him to do in terms of helping out with youth players as well as at some of our sponsors. So we went to Hamberley Care Home, one of our sponsors, just to give some Christmas presents to the residents there. So I really appreciate what he's done whilst he's been here.
You will wear that Santa costume whenever you can, won't you?
100%, mate, 100%. I don't need the stuffing anymore as well. But yeah, I mean, am I disappointed that he's decided to walk away? Yeah, of course I am. You know, he's a good player. I hope Steve don't mind me saying, but he was a name that Steve mentioned during his interview as someone that he had, you know, actively wanted to remain with the club. From my understanding, Steve don't mind me saying this, but I've heard that there was a conversation that was had between the pair of them today, and it's in no way leaving on bad terms. That's because obviously Joe's left, you know, Alfie likes to see this as a bit of an opportunity to develop his career elsewhere. Which
new
is
challenge,
fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. But no, it's in and added on to that, I've also noticed that Andrew Osubonsu has also put on Twitter that he's trying to find somewhere else to go in the next season. So again, just wanted to thank him for his time with the club. But yeah, it's disappointing, but hey, it's non-league football. And the thing is, I've seen players come, I've seen players go. You know, I've been following the club now for many a year, and you know, I've seen many a player turn out at a different club. And when they come back, they'll be made to feel as welcome as the rest have done in the past, until they walk over the white line, and then, you know, they get a little bit of ribbon.
I did say that to Alfie today when I texted him. I said, if you play against us next season, against whatever it is, or if you're in our league, or whatever, I'm giving you dogs abuse. And he had a little chuckle of it, but we're still, you know, I've got a great friend out of it. I've had many a great night out with like him, Connor, Crilly, Davo. Mm-hmm. We've had some, I can't talk about them on a podcast, unfortunately, but we've had some absolutely great nights out. So yeah, I just wish Alfie well, wherever he ends up. He's a great player, but more importantly, he's a really, really good lad. Met a few of his family members that I've met as well. Really, really, really great people. But just coming back to obviously the squad now then, Matt, do you think that's where Steve can lean on people like Liam and Swanee now? You know, they're experiencing the game, the contacts they're going to have now in the game. It's kind of like we're going to, again, like most teams do every pre-season, you're kind of rebuilding anyway. So I think that obviously he'll have great contacts, but I think obviously Liam and Swanee, do you think that's really, he'll lean on them and where they've been in the game and the people they know?
Yeah, I think so. Again, without trying to give too much away from their presentation, one of the slides that they gave us was every single area within the pitch, they feel as though they have options that they could try and target. And what I liked about it wasn't just like, oh, I could potentially target this one person in this one position. There was numerous players in every position that they thought may improve, may be the same, or may be a potential to improve in the long term. So yeah, I have no concerns whatsoever that they'll be able to attract their, you know, some great players to the club that play along their philosophy and will ultimately bring success to the club.
I think it as well. I mean, as much, and you know, he'll know, I've said this privately, as much as we all love Joe and we all love Dirks and Andy, but it's now a clean slate for fans. It's now a clean slate for players that want to come in, and that's just football. You know, Joe's gone on to do what he's doing. Dirks and Andy will go on to do great things in the game, but for us as Dunstable Town supporters, we're here. People like you said, players come and go, managers come and go. You know, it is what it is. But you know, this will be coming up to our third season now of doing this podcast. Mm-hmm. So you know, for us, it's just, you know, I want to see the right player come in. My ears pricked back when Steve said he wants to, you know, he's on the front foot, he wants to play attacking football. Love that. Who doesn't want to watch that kind of football? You know, we had first couple of seasons when Joe was here, I didn't really work out last season, but we've all admitted that. Joe admitted that. Everyone's admitted that. For whatever reason, it didn't go well last season. You know, finishing 13th it's a non-negotiable for Dunstable Town. That can't happen. And Joe admitted that. So to hear Steve say that he's looking to play a certain way, and to hear what you're saying there from the interview process of how they're want to be involved in the club as well. That's good, because I think it's so important that from the youth team all the way to the ladies team, to the first team, to the under 18s, you want this to be one club. And absolutely, the only a real way of doing that is if they see the main product on the pitch on a Saturday doing well, and they're leading well, all the players are turning up wearing tracksuits. It's simple things like, wow, they're doing it. You look at Joe mentioned in his exit interview the amount of youngsters we have come through the game now. You've got the Lewington kids, you've got Brandon, you've got Lacey, you've got Lois comes with me. You know, they might seem only non-league football, but they're role models to a lot of these kids. Look at the last game of the season. Jesus Christ, even I signed a few walk-offs, man. I don't know what was going on. Signing a few footballs, you know, talk of the town. But all joking aside, kids look up to these guys. Yep. That they see on Saturday. We've got 7 and 8 year olds there getting high fives. They were love getting pictures with Alfie and Tolu. And thinking, you know, so to hear Steve and the boys say, look, we want to build this club. We want to be the whole club. And you mentioned mm-hmm. the mental health there and everything. I think it's really, really good, mate. So yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. I was pre-season.
Yeah. Start, <come on.
laughs> mate, starts on the 18th of June.
Yeah, it's nearly there.
I'm only like 3 weeks away, 4 weeks away from coming up. I'm that sad. I'm going to come and watch training. Yeah. And I've already said to Steve, don't worry, mate, I'll fill up the water bottles, I'll put out the cones, whatever you need me to do. But and then shock horror, me and you held many a podcast for the last couple of years talking about the football season, please starting a little bit earlier, or breaking news, it might, heaven forbid, should start on a Saturday. This is never going to catch on, Matt, but I know you went to the league meeting last season, the beginning of last season, and you've worked some magic, Matt, because I found out yesterday from Steve himself that the Dunstable Town league season starts on Saturday the 27th of July. We're going to be playing league football
in July.
The FA Cup is Saturday the 5th of August. The road to Wembley starts then. But yeah, what do you make of the season start? Me and you done many a podcast the beginning of last season. We were fuming that the season was starting on a Tuesday, purely because, you know, I mean, we cut not last season, season before, I think I went to Potton on a Tuesday night. Yeah. And it was just getting fans over there from work and players. Is this something that the league just decided as one a collective view, or is it just you in there, Matt, just saying, look, you know, Saturday the 27th of July, we're playing on a Saturday. I've decided, you know, you've worked some magic, mate. But all joking aside, is it something that the league have thought, do you know what, this is sensible?
Yeah. Well, so basically at the last AGM, we had to propose a question to begin with, which we did. And I stood up and obviously spoke about the reasons behind it, due to the FA Cup for the following Saturday. The fact, obviously, the first game of the season, you're going to get more people through the gate. All those reasons. And it was put to the vote with the 20 clubs within the Premier League. And I believe it was 18-2 overwhelmingly decided that
it would two. Be.
I'm not sure.
Don't out him on the pod. We'll get in trouble again.
I'll tell you afterwards. Yeah,
thanks, mate.
But yeah, overwhelmingly, they all decided that it was the right thing to do. And to be fair, when I talked to a couple of them afterwards, it's like, I can't believe we've had to go to a vote with this. It's just common sense. In the majority of theirs opinion. So yeah, it's nice to know that the league does listen. It does take a little bit.
What happens when you tweet them 1,000 times a day, like I did for about a week?
Possibly good help. but yeah, I mean, to be fair to them, you know, they did say, you know, it's these clubs, and no disrespect to the rest of the league, but because they don't play in the FA Cup, at step 6 and step 7, because it affected us, we were the only people that voted on it, understandably. And yeah, they were of the opinion that because it's affecting you guys make the call, whatever you decide, that's what we do. So fair play to the Spartan, and you tend not to hear me say that many times. But
I am going to get Brad to clip that, because that could that could be fair play to the Spartan. I'll remember that when we lose 3-0 and the referee's terrible and you're doing your nut. So Saturday the 27th of July, the season starts. Steve has got the boys back the 18th of June. There's pre-season games going to be announced very soon. I know me and you have been speaking off air, and I spoke to Steve briefly yesterday. Got some really good pre-season games lined up. This is going to be a really, really good pre-season. Sometimes pre-season can be a bit, it's pre-season. But don't even look, we're back watching football. And yeah, from speaking to Steve yesterday and some of the games that we've got lined up, I think pre-season is going to be really good. Just finishing up, Matt, the potential league structure got released. And for all those on social media, they go, oh, people are getting excited about potential league structure. We can only talk about what potentially could be in our league because, you know, no pressure, Steve, but we've been going to these grounds for a long time. Please get this up. So potentially, Matt, just looking down here at my notes, we have got Wormley Rovers, Winslow United and Kempston Rovers coming in to join us next season. What do you make of that?
Yeah, so I looked over the weekend. Obviously, Wormley and Winslow came up via the playoffs in Step 6. So Wormley, literally down the road from where FC Romania play, so I completely understand the reason from that. Winslow, near out towards Aylesbury, so again, I understand that. And Kempston, obviously, because unfortunately they got relegated, and they are between here and Milton Keynes. So it all makes sense. The one that does surprise me, though, is not having Newport Pagnell in this league. Looking at the map of the location, it's going to be potentially some distances for them. So that might kibosh it a bit. The other thing to take into consideration as well is the fact that there is, at this time, thoughts that it might only be 18 clubs at Step 5 in the Spartan level, which we shall see. But that's just because of the geographical makeup of who is currently playing at Step 5. And there are a lot more northern teams that are playing.
Who makes these? Who makes them decisions, Matt? Who goes? Is it the FA? And it's all like, because you'd think they would lean on like the when you go for your meetings and stuff. You think they'd lean on like these local FAs and say, look, we're thinking of doing this. Well, look at MK Irish. The poor sod's moved, what, three seasons running. I speak to Lee Brown, the goalkeeping coach down there. I know him really well. And they were moving. And look at the guys. We get on really well with the guys over at Risborough.
Yeah.
Look at them. Like the travelling that Risborough done was ridiculous. Would it not make sense just to contact like the local FAs and say, look, this is the plan that we're thinking of doing. What do you think? Because, you know, look at us last season. We were travelling to, you know, you had Sorbitchweather away. We had Stansted away. Surely geographically and for clubs that maybe you can't afford a coach. Well, if you can't afford a coach, you've got a layout for coaches. If you can't, then all your players are driving there. So it's fuel. Surely geographically you look and go, in Stansted in our league and Sorbitchweather. Surely, why don't you just contact these local FAs? It comes back to what you were saying earlier with common sense prevailing. Did the FA not think, right, let's get everyone around a table or just do it properly and say, look, why are we putting these teams in here where they've got to travel to there? I mean, Risborough were going up to the Midlands and MKR a couple of seasons ago were travelling to Coventry on a Tuesday night. Is that something down the line that might happen or is that just FA, it's happening, it's their choice?
I think there's a discussion that needs to be made around making sure that there are associations with leagues and local county FAs getting involved in the conversation. As far as I'm aware, it is literally just the non-league constitution that gets together and say that's the league. And whilst, don't get me wrong, it's never nice to be moved around leagues left, right and centre. Unfortunately, that there is always going to be winners and losers whenever you do it. I mean, mate, it is kind of quite lucky, I guess, where Dunstable is kind of located in the country because traditionally, I think we've always played in the Spartan or the South Midlands League before, which was the forerunner to the Spartan League. And yeah, it's kind of always been kind of around here. However, it always does make me chuckle when it's classed as the Spartan South Midlands. When you're playing in Essex, it doesn't really compute to me, but never mind. But yeah, I mean, we've seen a lot of teams in the Spartan over the last few years. I remember a few seasons ago, we had Harefield, Broadfields. There's been a lot of London-based clubs, Middlesex clubs in the Spartan. So I think it's better. The potential is that it's better for next season. It does make more geographical sense. But as I say, there are always going to be winners and losers. And unfortunately, I think if this does go through, it does show that, unfortunately, Newport Pagnell will end up being one of the losers in the fact that they have to do the distance. But I don't think they mind too much, you know, being in the FA Vars two seasons in a row whilst playing in the United Counties. Maybe they've done them good.
Yeah, maybe, mate, maybe. Just before we finish this episode, Matt, I know we've got some great friends over at Leverstock. Just want to send a big congratulations. I've known Fergus Moore over there pretty much my entire life. Man seems to have been involved in non-league football forever. He was with when I was at Willstone many, many years ago. He was probably one, he's probably one of the greatest non-league players that I've ever seen. But so happy for him and Scotty and just everyone over at Leverstock. Obviously winning the playoff final against FC Romania. We'll remain in our league next season. Just want to send our congratulations as a club, Matty, to Leverstock. Great club, great people, and really do wish them well at step four. And hopefully we'll be seeing them in a season.
Yeah, fingers crossed, mate. Again, I just want to pass on my congratulations. Emma, chairperson.
Great, really lovely person.
Can talk to her for hours. She's got a lot of big plans for Leverstock. And I've been chuckling at the Twitter updates over the last couple of days of little old Livy.
Yeah, I follow Fergie on Twitter. His tweets after, I dread to think how his head was on Tuesday morning. Wow, I sometimes see him out and about in London working. I haven't seen him all week. Yeah, dread to think how. But fair play to Levy, congratulations. You can now, Matt, for the youngsters as well. I sound really old saying this. You can find us on TikTok, mate. Finally, we've set up our TikTok. Dunstable Town FC are on TikTok. You can find us on there, mate. So make sure you go and follow us on there. The YouTube's flying. Thanks, everyone, for subscribing to the YouTube. As always, I can't thank Brad enough for, like, we just sit here and do this. Brad uploads it. He does all the interviews with me behind the camera. Does an absolutely tremendous job. What him and Abs has set up there, Abs will be back hopefully as well this season, is tremendous. Facebook, Dunstable Town, Talk of the Town podcast. You can find us on there. Make sure you go and subscribe. We've got some great content coming up. Like I said, hopefully going to be sitting down with Liam and Swanee. Hopefully next week, I'm going to tie up with Steve and see if we can get a sit-down interview, all of us up Creasy. We'll get that out on YouTube. Obviously, you can find us on Apple, Google Pod, everywhere you get audio. But the YouTube is really, really flying. We've got some the interview with the mayor. Loads of people reached out to me saying how much they enjoyed that. We've got loads planned throughout the close season. But the close season isn't going to be close for long because Steve is going to have them boys back on the 18th of June. So just to wrap up the episode, Matt, just wish Steve and the boys well. Steve, Liam, Robert, welcome them to the club. Wish them nothing but success, mate. I'm really, really looking forward to see what they bring to this football club. Like I say, just spent a little bit of time with Steve yesterday. Mate, seems a generally nice guy, but more importantly, seems to be really, really looking forward to the challenge at Dunstable Town. And like I say, we'll give him all the help we can get, mate.
100%.
You can find us on Twitter at DTFCpod, YouTube, Facebook, TikTok, Instagram. Just type in Dunstable Town, Talk of the Town. We're everywhere. But myself and Matt will be back next Monday. But till then, everybody, up the mighty Blues.